Today's daf is Maseches Pesachim daf Samech, the new Mishnah which we learned yesterday, which our entire daf is focused on analyzing. Now the Torah's requirement of the Korban Pesach, the Pesach sacrifice to be slaughtered lishma, that the Pesach sacrifice has to go through a process where every part of the process has to have in mind that it's for this specific Korban, for this specific sacrifice of the Pesach. The time of the Shechita, or as the Gemara goes on to explain, the Mishnah goes on to explain the three other parts of the service called the Kabbalah, the receiving of the blood, the Holacha, the transferring, the walking of the blood after it's received in the vessel to the altar, and the Zrika, the sprinkling of the dove, the blood, the throwing of the blood. So if the Kohen is intending to slaughter this Korban for another Korban, thinking about a different Korban, for example, this animal that I'm going to bring in the Korban, which is really supposed to be for the Pesach, and the Kohen thinks that it's going to be for a Shlamim. That applies to any of the other parts of the service as well, having a thought, having a Kavan, an intention, not for the specific Korban that's in front of him. Then the Korban is disqualified, it's pasul. So it's necessary that all four stages of the Korban Pesach, the avodah, the service, the intentions of the Kohen, be for this Korban Pesach specifically and its owners. So two psukim in the Torah teach us this halacha. First is in Dvarim, or later on in Dvarim, is in Tezayin, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Aleph, Shamar es Chodesh Ha'aviv, Ve'asita Pesach, do the Pesach in the season of the Aviv, in the season of the spring, and the drasha of Chazal Shiyu Kol Asiyotecha L'Shem Pesach, that all of the parts of the service should be directed specifically for the Pesach. The other pasuk is from Shmos, it's Parshas Bo, Shmos Yud Beis, Pasuch Chav Zayin, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuch Chav Zayin, Ve'amartem Zevach Pesach U'Lashem. You're going to say this sacrifice is a Pesach for God. Shehei hazevach l'shem Pesach. It has to be specifically for the Pesach. So there's a beautiful Sforno al Torah on this Pasuk. If you open a Chumash to the source of this halacha of Lishma, you will notice that this Pasuk of Amartim, Zevach Pesach Hu L'Hashem, that we're just quoting here, comes on the heels of what we call the question of the Rasha, the question of the child, the Seder, who's asking sort of a belligerent question, and he says, Vayaki Yomru, Eleichem Beneichem, the son is going to ask you, Ma Avoda Azosachem, what is this service to you people, Lachem? And the Sforno explains that the question is based on the unique halachos that are only found by the Korban Pesach, as we will learn over the coming Dapim, in our Masechta. The Sforno points to the fact, number one, all other korbanos of holidays are offered up on the Yom Tov himself. What is this idea of the Korban Pesach being sacrificed before the Yom Tov? The second point he makes, if the Korban Pesach doesn't follow, the usual timing we have by other korbanos, which occur between the morning and afternoon, Korbanos of Tamid, of the Shachris and Bein Arbaim. Here comes the Pesach and it's coming be afterwards. So if this is a communal Korban, the third point he makes, one offering should exempt the whole nation. Why does it each individual have to bring it? So we respond to the question, V'achalte V'amartem Zevach Pesach, says the Sforno, number one, this Korban is done in advance of what is or was to happen at midnight, as we know, that night in Mitzrayim. That is to come. So it happens before. The second point, since we can't sacrifice at night, it needed to happen at the time which is drawn after the night that would come afterward. And the third point is that everyone brings their own Korban Pesach. Some words of the Sforno, ki hanes nase l'kol yachi bifnei atzmo lo letzibor bichlal. It was a miracle that happened, of course, to the nation, but it was really a personal, individual experience. So let's remember that the Torah doesn't label these questions that we have as the Rasha, the Chacham, the Tam, and so on. It was the Baal Agada who made this decision here. Right, so in the words, Ma'avodazos Lachem, Lachem velo lo, he's addressing it to you. He's sort of taking himself, excluding himself with this approach. So this, I believe, can unlock our daf today. Lishma, this idea of intention, is about recognizing the essence of why we are getting involved with the Korban Pesach in the first place. What is this avoda to you? What is this avoda you ask? What is this service? This is the reason we're here today. To not identify with this moment and all that happened led up to it of Am Yisrael's history is to truly take oneself out of the klal. To have the right kavana for the Korban Pesach, the right intention is to attach oneself to the nation and miraculous story of Hashem redeeming his children.